Dana Pierce and her husband, Jonathan Watling, always wanted two kids. So after having a daughter, the Yarmouth couple was thrilled when Pierce became pregnant with their second child. Pierce was 39, considered an advanced age in pregnancy, which meant that she had a lot of tests. One was a genetic screening. It came back normal.
And then I had my 20-week ultrasound, and that was fine.
Everything about her pregnancy seemed to be fine. At 32 weeks, Pierce went in for a routine growth scan. She couldn't wait. She'd already started a baby book, and she wanted pictures.
We knew it was a boy, and we had already named him. His name was Cameron.
But during the growth scan, Pierce looked at the screen and noticed two numbers in the bottom corner. They didn't match.
His head was measuring about 36 weeks, and his limbs were measuring about 22 weeks.
Pierce knew something wasn't right. Shortly after the scan, the obstetrician delivered devastating news. Cameron had a rare bone disorder called lethal skeletal dysplasia.
I remember crying and then apologizing for crying. And she said something like, oh no, this is really bad. And it never happens, but it is happening. And it is totally appropriate for you to be very upset.
Cameron's prognosis was grim. If he was able to survive until birth, he would have difficulty breathing. He had a broken femur and several healed fractures.
That was incredibly upsetting and horrible to know that he had, you know, essentially been normal at 20 weeks. And then for who knows how long, breaking bones inside of me. And I just was so horrified that he was broken and I hadn't known and he had been suffering this whole time.
Pierce didn't want Cameron to suffer anymore. She wanted an abortion. In Maine, abortions are legal up to viability, typically 24 weeks. Pierce was well beyond that at 32 weeks. Dr. Andrea Pelletier, the medical director of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, says viability is a gray zone. It depends on the conditions of each pregnancy.
You can't just pull up a website and say, Maine does abortions until a certain number of weeks. It gives us some flexibility in what we can offer patients, but it also does provide some restriction.
That flexibility didn't matter because Pierce discovered that there were no providers in Maine trained to perform abortions past 24 weeks when the procedure is more complex. In fact, there aren't many in the country. At the time Pierce sought the abortion in 2019, she only had three options, a clinic in Colorado, New Mexico, or Washington, D.C.
The clinic in D.C. would see us, but we would have had to go before an ethics review board. I was like, no.
The clinic in Colorado said it would perform the abortion, but required an upfront payment of $25,000. Pierce says she had no choice. A few days later, she and her husband flew 2,000 miles west for the appointment. The clinic warned them about protesters and buzzed them in through bulletproof glass doors. Pierce says after Cameron was euthanized, the clinic prepared her for labor, which was induced several days later.
And they don't allow partners in the procedure rooms because they don't want there to be any possibility of like coercion or anything like that. But that was so hard. I remember like when I delivered him, I just was crying and like holding this poor nurse's hand. And it was hard not to have John with me. And then he was like, it was so hard on him.
After Cameron was delivered, Pierce and her husband were able to hold him.
We talked to him and, you know, told him that we loved him. And obviously we wished things had been different and we were sorry. Not for the abortion, but sorry that this things didn't work out.
Pierce's story may not be typical, but Katrina Kimport, a medical sociologist at the University of California, San Francisco, says other women have had similar experiences. And she says it illustrates how abortion laws that draw a line, including Roe, fail to account for those who find themselves on the other side of that line.
And they require those people to, on top of the trauma they have already experienced, have to go through numerous hoops in order to obtain the health care that they require.
Kimport says it's impossible to create an abortion law that restricts the procedure but carves out exceptions for everything that can go wrong in pregnancy. And Dr. Andrea Pelletier of Planned Parenthood says it's important to remember that many fetal anomalies aren't detected until after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
And often it's really heartbreaking, gut-wrenching situations where it may be a very desired pregnancy that the patient and family just received a horrible diagnosis. And so a ban after 15 weeks would leave really no option for these patients and families.
As painful as her experience was, Pierce says she was fortunate to have overcome the geographic and financial barriers before her. But she's angry about the challenges women are forced to endure and about efforts to make abortions even harder to get.
I mean, it's just so unnecessary and causes so much additional suffering. It just baffles me that people want to make this worse or think that abortion is okay, but not in the last trimester.
Pierce doesn't think there should be any restrictions on when someone can choose an abortion. Since her procedure nearly 4 years ago, she did get pregnant again and gave birth to a healthy baby boy. His name is Graham. He'll turn 3 in January. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patty White.